talk about the season, Coach. May I tell you, Howell's Dodge, when it comes to sports, it doesn't matter what sport, fall, winter, you've got some kids in the springtime doing some stuff as well, but this school produces, speaking about the boys' side, you got some great athletes year after year after year, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's kind of a community effort. Like, we have great families, we got great kids, you know, a lot of community involvement, the parents all on board. What we try to do in the summertime and sport to sport, the coaches work well together, so it's a thing where we really take pride as a community in the success of our not only sports programs but the other activities we have at school. And it's kind of like, you know, everybody's on board with what we got going on here.
You've had some great basketball teams, you know, 2 years ago, make state tournament. I know fell short last year, but right back in the thick of things, a 22-5. You had a good feeling going into this season that, no question, with the kids coming back, some, maybe some new faces, that this could be another state tournament team for you.
Yeah, this group, you know, we did drop that tough loss to GAC to go to state last year, and they didn't even take a week off. They were asking me to open the gym, open the weight room. It's one of the most motivated groups I think I've ever had, and I knew the sky was the limit with this group, that you know, whatever they put their minds to, they could accomplish. So the big thing is they want to work hard, and I just try to make the opportunities available for them.
And you look at, you know, the losses you have, good losses. They came against really respectable good teams, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, early on, we're still finding our stride. You know, we had a lot of seniors last year, so a lot of guys had to step into playing roles that they weren't really used to. So I know we dropped one against Oakland Craig, who had a really good season, West Point Beamer, who had a really good season. Sandy Creek didn't have a good record at the time, but they were just coming off a state championship run in football. And then obviously Bancroft Rosalie, solid. They're down in state too. We could easily see them maybe in the second round. And then lost to Lutheran High right at the end of the year, which was a very talented C2 school. So, you know, it's just we always stress that iron sharpens iron. We want to play a tough schedule, and I think that just kind of prepares us for this time of year.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who are some of the guys those names are going to be throwing out there again in the 6 o'clock tip-off on a Wednesday?
You know, Nathan Tomschak's kind of our leading scorer right now. He's a good ball handler. He can shoot the three at the highest percentage that we have. You know, it's pretty even across the board for scoring. I think next we have Andre Martin, who's inside. He averages about 11 a game, does a nice job posting up, finishing around the hoop, plays really good defense. Dane Myers, kind of our leading assist getter. He's kind of our point guard, kind of the guy that makes everything work offensively and defensively. You know, for one of the smaller guys in our lineup, he actually is tied for the lead with rebounds with like 160, something like that. So he does a nice job. Hunter Luther will be, you know, kind of big for us inside. He's kind of our secondary post, but he can guard anyone basically 1 through 5, which is great when you can shuffle guys around like that. And then our other starter, Carson Hurd, he's our lone senior. He's kind of a outside specialist, does a nice job hitting the three, and kind of just does a lot with leadership. So probably we'll be talking about some of those guys in the game Wednesday evening.
You know, not a bunch of giants, but 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", and I know your point guard about 5'9", but still, it's not bad size, and I'm sure these kids, Howell's Dodge kids, are pretty strong, and I'm sure these kids hit the weight room a lot, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I say it a lot every year. It's just like, can we get our football team to play basketball come basketball season? So that's, you know, you might as well do what you do well, and I know we play well, we do well at football, so we might as well keep that going on the basketball court.
What about Dundee County Stratton? Well, these teams know each other from the football ranks a little bit. You've watched some game film. What's your thoughts on the Tigers?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how many times we've matched up with this school on the other side of the state in football, girls basketball. This might be the first time playing them in boys basketball, but they're a lot like us. They are a physical team, you know, a football team trying to play basketball. Number 24, Lane Bybee, he's solid post inside. He's going to probably average about 17 a game. A lot of the keys for us are going to be to slow him down, shut him down, and keep him off the boards. And then they got some nice guards. There's an Ethan Latta, number 3. I think he's their second leading scorer. Doesn't shoot a ton of threes. He kind of wants to get to the hoop. He does a nice job just facilitating the offense. And then probably their best outside shooter would be a number 12, August Shaw. I think he averages about 12 a game. I think he's 30% from the three-point line. Basically can't lose him. They try to set up some three-point plays for him. But if we can take away those three best options, which, you know, easier said than done, I think we'll have a nice night.
Do they compare to any of your teams you played regular season or postseason so far?
You know, like I said, they're kind of like us. They're pretty balanced. I know Bybee Kid is 17 a game. It's, you know, kind of tough to find a comparison, you know, off the top of my head. But it's definitely a solid team that's played solid competition.
Very good D1 bracket, Coach. You know, Johnson Brock, the one seed. You got Elm Creek, McCool Junction, yourself, Dundee. Great teams. I mean, they have four, eight teams. Throw them in a hat. And, boy, you're going to get good matchups no matter what you pick out.
Yeah, no, I've had some people ask me how they like our draw, and I know we're the number two seed, but man, you know, I know Johnson Brock is, they are what they are, you know, put them in a different category, but you know, 2 through 8, it's pretty even across the board. Anybody could beat anybody on any given night, so. It's solid competition across the board.
And one good thing about this bunch, and really for Dundee as well, is you got a lot of underclassmen. I mean, very few upperclassmen seniors at all, and so good experience. You want to do some good things this trip, but you're going to have a lot of those kids experience back again for you next year.
Yeah, no, we, like I said, we were a young team, got a bunch of juniors that hadn't played a lot coming in this year. Now they have the experience. So, yeah, we want to see what we can finish up with this year. But I'm pretty excited about this group coming back next year, too.